All right, sunny and warm on this Wednesday morning, the last Wednesday of the month of May. We are about to usher in the month of June. That means ordinarily graduation. We're not going to see graduations, not this month around here, but at least not in the traditional sense, as students do finish their senior year and make plans to move on from high school. A lot of families are going to want to have some kind of graduation celebration. Joining us right now to talk about how to do it safely from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Everything is different this year, but I think a lot of families do want to have some sort of a gathering for their graduates.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea to do that. I think we're getting antsy. We're ready to move on with things and get back to some of the normal things. You know, I know the seniors did the drive through town, and I happened to see part of that because I was downtown at one of the local businesses, and as a police officer, it was kind of horrifying parts of it, seeing kids hanging out the windows and stuff. And I like to see things a little safer for graduation party themes. So, I know people still some things to think with the COVID-19. And so if you have concerns, maybe you wear a mask at the party and remember the 6-foot distance. A big thing, and really these are just, this is just a good tip all the time, wash your hands frequently and avoid touching your face. And, if you get invited to a party and if you're just not comfortable with it, or maybe you don't feel well, or you are sick, just stay home and, send that grad a card. And I'm sure they'll certainly appreciate that too, a card from you. And, so just stay clear till you're feeling better, then get with them and enjoy some time together with them.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Far more
law
enforcement purpose. I'm looking more, certainly our big concern is always alcohol consumption, I think, with graduation parties.
Sure.
And, so there's state and city laws that everyone should be concerned with. A lot of the people at the graduation party are obviously under 21. So there's a zero tolerance in the state of Michigan for driving and also a minor in possession of alcohol. So, if a minor has alcohol on their person or even if it's in their system and it's a 0.02 or higher, their BAC, they could be cited for that. Our city has an ordinance on open house parties. So if a party gets out of hand, the homeowner's responsible for that. And that's any gathering that's a group of people other than the owner or the immediate family. And that could include fines and a sentence to the county jail. And also with the driving, I think an important point to remember is the drinking. And because you do have younger people at the party that could be in the car, there's child endangerment laws for alcohol offenses. Permitting a person under the influence to drive or OWI causing death or injury. And, those tragedies do happen and you hear about them. And there are many other laws and in considerations, I think that both the graduating seniors and their friends should think about, and certainly the parents that are hosting the party and the parents that are allowing their kids to go to those parties, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The easy answer is don't have alcohol at the parties. But a lot of parents, want to have, some to celebrate, with older guests at the house. You just need to really keep a very close eye on the alcohol, don't you?
Right. And, and I think you bring up a good point. A lot of people now are choosing not to have alcohol at the party. And one, I think it's parents saying, I'm going to set the example that I don't have to have alcohol to have a good time. Some of us, if we've had one graduation party for our son and we had alcohol. And the things we did, one, we told them, there's not going to be any alcohol for minors. And you got to use your due diligence, and a good faith effort in making sure that. The other thing is, you monitor. So, we weren't going to have cups, things like that. So easy ways to monitor and make sure kids are not sneaking it. And you can't turn that blind eye to it and let them sneak. And there wasn't going to be this thing like, well, if your friends drink, it's all right as long as they stay the night, or we'll keep their car keys here. Again, we can't tolerate that. And I look at it as myself as a police officer and as a parent, I'm not going to let kids do that. It's dangerous. It's against the law. It's not right. You know, so we're not going to let the kids do that. We're going to set the example. You know, and if we're drinking ourselves, we're going to set the example of how we behave in front of those kids. I think some things that teenagers should think about, driving to and from the parties, avoid distractions. And, you know, and we just keep saying, don't drink. Don't use drugs. You know, with the recreational use of marijuana and for people 21 and over, it also makes younger kids think, well, that's making it acceptable and it's happening. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. Don't get in the car with a driver that's been doing that, and do everything you could to stop your friend from getting behind the wheel if they drank or used drugs. When you are driving places, wear the seatbelts no matter where you're seated in the vehicle. And even if you're in the subdivisions and you're just going from maybe one house to another nearby, put the seatbelt on. And I always try to remind, you know, teenagers and you know, our daughters in high school still, think about long-term consequences of your actions versus those short-term immediate gratification. I mean, you have so much in your life that you're looking forward to. And, you know, as a graduating senior, think about it. You have plans to go to college, start a career. Possibly you're going to join the military. And, you know, you don't want to ruin those opportunities because of an alcohol offense or you know, just shorten your life or destroy your life with a tragic crash. And, you know, and I think kids have to do this, too. They have to lean on their parents, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure would I be angry if my daughter called and said, Dad, I've been drinking. Yeah, but I can get over being angry about it because she maybe didn't follow my rules. But I'd much rather get that call saying, Dad, I need a ride home. And I did have something to drink rather than I don't want the police to show up at my door and I find out she's been involved in a crash and she or someone else have been hurt or killed. So I think that, you know, trust your parents. Yeah, you might think, oh, they're going to be disappointed or mad. We get over those kind of things, you know, but the loss of a child, you know, you're not going to get over that. So,
no.
You know, trust in your parents and give them a call.
I think that if parents can agree with their teens that, you know, if something like this happens, we don't want it to happen, it's not going to be okay, but we will come and get you, and we're not going to get mad that night. Job is to get you home safe, and avoid any accidents. We'll deal with it tomorrow, but I think if the teen knows that when they're calling for help that they're not going to get yelled at, that'll make a difference.
Right, and it's part of teenagers, as they're moving into adulthood, they're learning about making good decisions. They're learning about responsibilities, right? You know, and alcohol impairs our judgment and our decision-making. So, you know, the other thing, have plans ahead of time. And plans sometimes fall apart, but at least if you're thinking ahead of time, you know, just something about having a plan, you can kind of navigate through things. Maybe you don't navigate through them as well, but it's better than having no plan and sometimes flying at the seat of your pants. And, you know, I guess my big reminders are, remember you have to be 21. You know, remember that alcohol will impair your judgment. And it's not just the driving. It's a lot of other things that you could make some bad decisions. And, you know, if you're throwing the party, don't overserve the adults that are at your party. And again, have that plan. You know, and the big thing is do your best to be safe out there. Enjoy spending some time together. You know, I think it's a great thing that some people should start getting together and enjoying each other's company and enjoying the weather. And it's just good, you know, family and friends getting together.
Absolutely.
So I really encourage that. I'm looking forward to it. I believe we have a couple parties we'll be going to. And they'll probably be actually much later in the month of June, or maybe, you know, a lot of times you could even hold off till July. It's a good time. So,
yeah, no doubt. All good reminders. And, yeah, you're right. We've been keeping our distance for way too long. Still have to maintain that 6-foot social distance, but we can at least emerge from our homes and enjoy this nice weather. Holy cow, summer's here.
Yeah, till winter comes back this weekend and we get some highs only in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's the forecast. We'll see. Good old Michigan weather.
Time. Yeah, exactly. Doug, always appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Take
care. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye.